Spirit Radio Podcasts.
It's time now for our weekly Life in 5 interview, where we get to talk to people about their life and faith. And it's really easy. We just say, here's a few questions, pick 5 from a list, and that's how we get to know people. Well, this week's guest is Priscilla Rome, who talked to Steve Johnson earlier on in the week. She's originally from Malawi, but she's worked in Dublin, in Dalkey, in South County Dublin, for many years. And she's a woman that really has really formed some unique observations on people that she met through the years, and so much so that she wrote a book about it, recently released at the Dalkey Book Festival, called The Irish, The Kindest People I Know. Well, first of all, before Priscilla gets into her questions, she'll just start off by chatting to Steve a little bit about herself.
I'm basically from Malawi. I've been in Ireland for 23 years, and it's just an amazing country to be in.
So you have chosen your 5 questions, and the first one is a favourite Bible verse and why?
Okay, Steve, I have quite a few favourite scriptures, but the one that came to mind really was Psalm 46, because it speaks volumes for me. 3 weeks before my mum died, Psalm 46 was so, so heavy on my mind, and I just couldn't get out of it. And the word in Psalm 46 talks about God being a very present help in time of our need. And I realized that it's only after the 3 weeks that after my mom died that this psalm was so, so heavy on me, that it was like God was preparing me for mom's death.
So this was a psalm that you had seen before, but you were reading it, I suppose, with fresh eyes during that time.
Yes, I'd read it several times, but on this particular time, this period of the 3 weeks, I didn't even need to read the Bible. It was just so, the words of God being a very present help in time of need was just in my mind throughout the 3 weeks, all the time. And it was only after I got the news of my mom's passing that then, you know, those words begin to diminish. And then I realized it was really God telling me that, you know, mom was passing, but it was like very comforting.
That's fantastic, Priscilla, and really lovely to hear that that a word of scripture that was maybe that you had learnt, and it was just coming to your mind and to your heart at a time when you needed it. So your next question is, have you ever seen a miracle?
I've seen many, but the one that I really wanted to share today was the fact that God is really mindful over even the smallest little details in our lives. I know a friend who lost her dentures, and she was really, really upset because, as you know, dentures are very expensive, and she wanted prayer to find these dentures. So another friend of mine prayed for her, and when she prayed for her, she just told my friend to believe that God would actually find them for her. So long story short, when she went home, after a few days, bear in mind that she had been looking for these dentures and she couldn't find them. So after a few days, she decided that she was going to look in the bin. Something just made her look in the bin. And there were the dentures. They were right there in front of her. So needless to say, she was so excited about finding them. She rang this particular lady that had prayed for her and just couldn't get over the fact that God had found the dentures for her.
You're reminding me, Priscilla, of something I'm missing at the moment. We'll say a prayer together afterwards.
Yeah, we will do that.
So, folks, if you're listening and you're struggling to find something, remember, just it's always good to pray and ask the Lord. We see that sort of miracle happening on such a regular basis. Priscilla, your third question, a time you heard something clear from God.
Once again, I do hear a lot from God. I think when you're praying people, God does talk to us. But one that's very close to my heart at the moment is that whilst in prayer, I just felt so inspired to write the book that I've just written about recently, about the kindness of the Irish, which will be very close to my heart in the lines of kindness from people all over. But this was really to do with the kindness of the Irish. So.
And we'll talk a little bit more in a minute about your book. I've been just admiring it. So your next question, Priscilla, what makes you happy?
Well, honestly speaking, what makes me really happy, Steve, is the fact that seeing other people happy. Nothing in life brings me joy like just seeing other people happy. And also learning to celebrate others, I think, is really important and really makes me happy. And when you see somebody having a breakthrough in a specific area, or they've achieved something great, I really think it's important to celebrate others, because I believe that if you celebrate others, they celebrate you in turn. But that really makes me happy.
Now, your final question, Priscilla, is a person who had a big influence on you.
Well, it can only be a lady. I have many, but one of the one I really want to share is a woman called Eileen Doyle, very close to my heart. She had a stroke years ago, and the stroke was very, very severe. She lost her eyesight. She became partially blind. She was not able to do many things. She was in rehab for a year. But Eileen chose not to remain a victim. Eileen chose after the stroke to do so much for so many people, give out so much love. And the things that Eileen does for people is just so admirable, phenomenal. And she has made such a huge difference in so many people's lives by giving them so much love, her community. She impacts her community, her family, and myself included. So she's had such a huge impact on my life simply because she's a very courageous woman plus a survivor.
So, Priscilla, I have in my hand your book. It's called The Irish, The Kindest People I Know. And one of the things you said there was what makes you happy is seeing other people happy. And I have to say, just as I flick through the prologue and some of the things you said at the beginning, it put a big smile on my face. And one of the things was that I just found amusing was where you talked about giving Irish people compliments. And here's an example. Priscilla from Africa. Emma, that's a beautiful top. Emma from Ireland. Oh, this? I bought this from Penny's. On the sale, just a fiver. Dead cheap. Priscilla laughing. Emma, I'm waiting. Emma copping on, then laughing. Oh, thank you, Priscilla. And you have some other similar stories there, and that definitely rings a bell, and it's true. We Irish are not very good at taking compliments, and coming initially from Malawi, you've been able to observe things about the Irish that we wouldn't necessarily know ourselves. Tell us about the book.
Well, the book basically is based on the kindness of the Irish, and statistically, in the world, the Irish were chosen as number three to be the kindest. And I've always thought Irish people were very kind. So those statistics rubber stamped my thoughts about the Irish people. And I've been here for 23 years. And, you know, nobody's perfect in the world. The Irish people are not perfect. So I really wanted to just put emphasis on kindness rather than focusing on negatives, because there's so much negativity happening in the world. There's so much hatred going on. Yes, there's amazing things happening as well, but I really feel that we're living in a time where we need to extend out love and hope to people in the form of kindness. We don't need to do anything, you know, big or, you know, do perform in different ways, but I do think, like, on a daily basis, there's so many people out there who just need love. There's people on the street who we can speak a word of encouragement to. There's older people who live on their own and they just need some love. So, and I really believe that kindness is something that you don't buy. You know, there's no cost to it. It costs nothing to be nice. It costs nothing to be kind to each other, especially in this time and day. So the book is something that I've written about personal experience of my own times with Irish people and kindness of Irish people, and it's been really received very well by the Irish.
So how did you go about deciding what to put in the book?
Well, that wasn't an easy job because I'm very close friends with a lot of well-known people in Ireland, and I had to go and get permission from some of them. I told them the idea as to what I wanted to do, why I was doing it, because it's one thing writing about kindness, this kindness and kindness. Why did I want to write about kindness? But my kindness was coming from a genuine heart of genuine experience with genuine, loyal personal friends and other people. So this idea was really welcomed by so many, and I never got once a negative, maybe discouragement from my friends. The encouragement behind writing this book was great, and I was told by one particular friend that this was what you'd call a seasonal book because it was just needed during this time and season. So it's been an enjoyable time writing it, and I've learned so much having different interviews with different people, and it's really taken a little toll of its own, and it seems to be doing very well.
Just flicking through it, it has lots of nice short pieces, very easy to dip into. You don't have to read it from cover to cover all at once. And lots of familiar faces, you know, some photographs of quite known Irish personalities. And I see just at the back, it's been endorsed by Miriam O'Callaghan and David Aikman, author and former senior correspondent of Time magazine. So well done. Tell us about the launch and how the book has been selling since.
Well, the launch was held by two very wonderful people. They're very good friends of mine, and they've done phenomenal work in Ireland as well. They are David and Sian McWilliams. They're the founders of the Dorky Book Festival. And, you know, I was really honoured when David came to launch this book. It took place in the Grapevine in Dorky, and it was a really good, successful launch. And the book has been since selling really well. And I've done a few talks and continue to do talks outside Dublin and in different places that I'm invited to. And it's currently selling in Footprints. It's online on Kindle. It's also on Readly. It's on most Dorky shops, the Dorky News Agents, Mugs Cafe, the Gutter Bookshop, the Magpie Inn, the Country Bake, Finnegan's Pub, the Grapevine, and the Dorky Post Office. Yeah, and it's going to be selling now the bookshops in the next few months.
Priscilla, it's been fantastic talking to you. Well done for writing this book, taking the gamble of writing this book, and also for taking up the Life in Five challenge here at Spirit Radio.
Steve, thank you so much. It's been an honour and a privilege to be here with you, and thank you very much.
Oh, what a lovely interview. As a Life in Five guest, there's Priscilla Rowe, and talking about her book, The Irish, The Kindest People I Know. And that was just such a lovely part of her interview, wasn't it? Just talking about, I think we underestimate the power of just being kind, of just being nice, a warm word, a smile, listening to people who are talking to us. Very inspirational stuff indeed.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.